And we have two violinists, a violist and a cello. Together, they are the Cygnus Quartet.
Thank you.
Didn't they sound wonderful? The Cygnus, I hope I'm saying that correct, the Cygnus Quartet, and they're here from Pittsburgh Concert Society. I just put a picture of them on our Facebook page so you can see them if you would like. They just played a movement 3, I believe, from String Quartet Number 1 by Grieg. And let's meet each of them, and I'll let you introduce yourself, and we'll get to know you a little bit. Hello.
Hi, I'm Kuna. I'm 16, and I'm a junior. I go to Fox Chapel Area High School.
And you are one of the violinists. How long have you played violin?
I've been playing violin for about 13 years now.
That's a long time. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
I would like to thank our coach, Carissa. She's a cellist in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and she's helped us so much over this past year.
Have you been playing as a quartet for some time now?
Yeah, we started last year in the fall.
That has got to, I mean, there are challenges, right?
Yeah.
Playing as a quartet as opposed to an orchestra or individually. What are some of those challenges?
One thing is that in an orchestra, you play with a lot of other people in your section, but in a quartet, you're your own section, so you have to have your responsibility to be able to know your part.
And what about interacting with people as you're playing? How do you do that?
Usually you would look up and try to make eye contact with everyone, but when you've worked a long time with people, sometimes you can even go with them even when you're not looking.
Interesting. You can kind of sense it in the way that you're playing. Well, it's nice to meet you, and thank you.
Thank you.
Who is anybody here with you today?
Not currently.
Not currently. Okay. Always like to check. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. Hello. And you are?
Hi, I'm Sane, and I go to Mount Lebanon High School. I'm 16 years old.
And you are the other violinist.
Yes.
Have you also been playing for a long time?
I've been playing for 8 years, which is less than Kuna has, but it's been a journey, yeah.
I can imagine. So, you know, I meant to ask Kuna, so we'll come back to her, but let me ask you first, do you have any careers in mind? You're only a junior right now, but you may be thinking about that already.
Currently, I would love to continue music, but maybe not major in it. I'd love to go into something maybe related to bioengineering or biology, something of that sort. I think it'd be really cool.
That's great. Let me circle back and ask Kuna that same question. Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I would like to go into music as a violin performance major.
That's terrific. Are there schools that you're thinking about?
Yeah, there are some schools that I'm...
Do you want to reveal them, or you don't have to?
Oh.
It's okay.
There's like some schools, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great music schools to choose from. I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, there's some like great conservatories out there.
Great. Well, thank you. And let's go back to Sane. Sorry to backtrack a little bit. Would you like to acknowledge anybody that's here with you today or that's helped you along the way?
I would love to acknowledge the Pittsburgh Concert Society, PCS. They're actually the program that we won the competition through, and they've been so helpful with getting us on track with all this quartet playing and giving us this opportunity to perform here.
Yeah, they are amazing, the work that they do. Well, thank you, Sane. And let's go on to Mira. I'll let you introduce yourself and your school.
I'm Mira. I am 17 years old, and I'm a senior at Chartres Valley High School.
Now, I always am fascinated by stories of the cello. How did you find, or how did the cello find you?
I knew when I started when I was about 8, and I knew that I wanted to play the cello because my mom actually worked at a music school, and I really liked the sound. And then in third grade at my school, that's when like the school program starts. So I figured, hey, I should start early.
And it lasted. It took.
Yes, it did.
now you are a senior, so you're probably starting to think about getting some college applications together, if that's your plan.
Yes.
Do you know what you might want to major in?
I am not going to go into music. I would love to minor in music, but I'm looking at a materials science and engineering.
Excellent. How come?
I really like chemistry and physics, and material science is kind of an interesting combination of the two, along with some of the problem solving that occurs in engineering.
Well, that's great. My dad was a metallurgist, which is similar curriculum to material science, and I always liked chemistry too. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
I think we all really want to thank the Youth Chamber Connection, and which is run by Lori Cunningham. We would not be together without this program, and we're hoping to continue in this program this coming year.
Yeah, she's terrific in terms of creating opportunities, and what a great concept to even form that group that allows mixing and matching of students. One thing I love about all of you is that you're all from different schools, and in fact, that must make it challenging to practice sometimes. How do you get together?
Through this program, we have a rehearsal every Sunday, and half of that rehearsal is with our coach, Carissa, and the other half is on our own. But for this, the program hasn't started up yet. So for this opportunity, we actually rehearsed last night at our coach's apartment.
Well, it's great that your coach could accommodate you like that. And I'm sure your coach is really proud of you, too. So thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just really all happy to be together. And this has been such a great opportunity. I don't really think any of us expected it to turn out so well when we first got together.
You sound
really
great.
Happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Mira. And now we'll meet our viola player. Hello.
Hi, I'm Sohwan. I play the viola. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Peters Township High School.
And how did it come to be that you chose the viola as your instrument?
In third grade, when I used to go to North Allegheny, that's when the orchestra program started up, and I just like the sound of the viola, and I just went with it, and I stuck to it.
Well, terrific. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Yeah, we would all like to thank our private teachers for helping us with not just this music, but all our music and our skills.
And you're the youngest here, but not that much younger than anybody else. You're in 10th grade. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Currently, I would like to minor in music and then go into data science or some kind of engineering.
Interesting. Tell me just a little bit about data science, because that's becoming a very remarkable field now, and some people may not know as much about it. Can you sort of explain what a data scientist does?
Basics of data science, you use statistics to formulate patterns, and it's especially in bigger companies, you're using that to predict and forecast, and it's very important.
And it's changing a lot now, too, and people, I think, are using numbers and data in ways that are incorrect, right, to show things that aren't true. And being able to learn how to do that with integrity is a great thing. Well, thank you. Anything else you wanted to say?
I think everything's been said. Like, we're just really happy to be here.
Great. Well, you can just place that mic on the table that wherever's convenient. That's good. I have it turned down so it won't make any noise. And I want to thank you all for being here. It's my last chance to address you directly. I want to remind you that the Cygnus Quartet is their name. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society at its website. We've linked to its website from slbradio.org and to its Facebook page from our Facebook page at SLB Radio. Now they are going to play the first movement from String Quartet Number 1 by Grieg. Once again, the Cygnus Quartet. Bravo, and a beautiful performance from the Cygnus Quartet. Thank you to each of you for being here with us.